The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your...
Oh,
you are... Might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Gentle Show tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational Fantamatical
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show. And as soon as my notes actually come up, here we go. Hello, everyone. This is the Gentle Silverwing Show for the 7th of August, 2012. I am your host, Gentle Silverwing. With me, as always, my lovely girl, the Burning of Meloids, the Tater of Fine Armors, the Destroyer of Dragons, the Scourge of Sky Shrine, and the reason we have you drawing this morning at the top of the show, it's Oakland Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the Endgame chat channel, which is OGR. That's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How you doing today, Elquin?
I am zoning.
Zoning. Get that character zoning ride.
Yuck.
Huh?
I'm having issues.
I wish my camera had a zoom thing so this SOE emote thing can zoom in on my face.
But I can see you talking at least. Take your mask off your face.
I don't wanna. Alright, let's see here. Inventory. Oh, wait, can just do show hood. Show hood off. Nope. Show helm off. There we go.
I'm zoning.
Oh, I see how you are.
So where are you in the guild hall?
I am right in the courtyard.
You're right in the courtyard.
Yeah, I can see you.
So, I have my EQ emote running. Do you see a picture of me?
I see a picture of you. I don't see your mouth moving or anything like that. We are trying out the brand new SO emote system here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
I'm trying to calibrate mine, but it won't work.
All right. Well, we can work on it later.
Well, I'm just telling you, I'm having a problem with it calibrating while I have my glasses on. And then it says... Yeah, it doesn't calibrate well with my glasses on. Then it says low webcam FPS, frames per second.
Okay, well, so I can go into your settings later.
It should work now. And then it stops.
Yeah, you're moving really, really slow in the icon there. So, yeah, it's your frames per second are probably like 15 frames a second. Mine's set at 30. Yours is an older camera. You may not be able to get higher than that. So, we'll have to get you a new one, that's all.
No, I have no place for it to change the frames per second.
No, it looks like
this thing is over 10 years old. It's a Logitech Zoom.
Yeah, I know.
For God's sakes. So, I can see you.
Now look, I'm going to make all kinds of facial movements here. Ready?
Yes. Eyeballs. Jaw moving. You're wiggling your jaw. You're moving your mouth up and down. You're flashing your eyes.
It does not allow you to stick your tongue out, though.
Stop it.
If you'd like to see it in action, if you haven't already tried it, you can come to the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall, which is on the Antonia Bale server, right off the coast of Antonica in the T3 Guild Hall. And I'm right here near the front door. You can come on by as soon as Elkin gets off my face.
I thought you liked that.
Now, am I correct in the assumption that you will not be able to see my emotes and stuff if
I'm
we're not in group?
I'm watching you talk in front of me right now.
Yes, but if we're out of group.
I'm not in the window. Physically, in front of me, your mouth is moving.
Yes, but you told me before that we wouldn't be able to see
it. I didn't think so.
All right,
let me drop group.
Yeah, drop group and let's try. Okay, can you still see my mouth moving?
Yes, I can still see your mouth moving.
Okay, so come on by, and the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall, Antonia Bale server, off the coast of Antonica in the T3 Guild Hall. I'm right here at the entrance. If you want to see it going, I will be broadcasting the show with SOE Moat going. The eyes seem a little funky. Like you said, though, it could be my glasses.
Now you're bug-eyed.
But yeah, it just seems a little sensitive. Where I have dentures, my jaw isn't naturally in a relaxed state. Like, this is normal. This is where I have it at. This is where I have it at my base. But if I actually close my jaw, I'm like a half inch smaller. It kind of looks like I'm smirking.
Yes. Well, that'd be about normal. They are aware of the current voice chat issues and hope to have them resolved shortly. More info on the and troubleshooting, you visit the emote, soeemote.com /guide.
All right. And, Romaine says that she looks sleepy. I'm thinking it's because that you have your camera on top of your monitor. I have mine on top of my monitor. And I look sleepy, too, because I'm looking at my eyes at an angle. No way I know of to fix that. Now, this is what happens, hon. Take a look. See what happens when I put my hand in front of my face.
Oh, it melts.
My face kind of melts there. It kind of distorts the face a bit. Now here, and this is weird though. I'm trying to wink at you, and I kind of look retarded.
You're winking.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't wink my right eye. Never been able to. Get out of my way for a minute. I'm trying to see stuff. That's all right.
I know, but it's the only way I can see your face close.
Okay, it will raise both eyebrows, but apparently not one and then the other. Both eyebrows have to be going at the same time.
I was able to do one eyebrow raised when I got it calibrated.
Oh, yeah?
But as soon as, you know, it the frames per second is so low, it can't keep up and it breaks.
Yeah. So let's see. I'm going to move my camera closer to me and recalibrate and see what the heck happens. Okay, it's like right in front of my face now. I'm going to recalibrate. Testing. 1, 2, 3. I actually look a bit normal.
I'm sorry. I got to get closer before I can... You? Normal? No. All right.
Yeah, I put the camera right in front of my face, and it seems to be a lot better, actually.
It's working a little bit better. Your mouth is actually keeping up with what you're saying.
Right.
Your eyeballs are looking up to the sky.
Yeah, I'm not sure how to fix that. I don't think they actually track where you're looking. Maybe they do. I'm actually looking around and I'm seeing Jethel's eyes move. That's kind of neat. Okay, let me try to recalibrate looking directly into the camera.
He's probably looking directly into the camera upstairs.
Okay. I look directly into the camera, and now Jethel is looking forward. Now if I look up...
Your head tilts back. But your eyeballs are acting really funky.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This is brand new. I mean, this is not only new to EverQuest 2, this is brand new to any game. EverQuest, unless I'm mistaken, EverQuest 2 is the first game to try this.
It's going to get better and better, I'm sure.
It's going to get better. It's buggy. It's a little buggy, but honestly, this is nice. I like it. So I'm going to move the camera back, and of course, I completely lose resolution on the thing. All right, let me try to recount. Whoop, I have to move my mic out of the way. Oh, I see. I was blocking my mouth with my mic, so it couldn't do that. So, looking straight ahead. All right, there we go. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Of course, I don't have the mic in front of me now, so I got to turn it up. I'm liking this. I think it's fine. Well, you know, it's got some issues, of course. But I think it's working pretty good.
It's interesting.
So what do you think, hon? I'm with you, hon, right now. Don't you furrow your brow. Don't need your back talk, baby. I was rolled this way. What do you think?
It's a little off from what I'm hearing.
Well, we're also going through Skype, so there's a little bit of a delay there. But from what I'm actually seeing on the screen, it's right on. I could time this out.
Well, except for your buggy eyes.
Oh, I'm doing that on purpose. So I open my Wise's law. What? Fork? Did we go off? Nope. We're still going. So if I open my eyes real wide.
Yep.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
By the way, there's supposed to be a guide event on the Antonia Bale server going on in Antonica right now.
Oh, yeah?
Rumor has it that a game of dating might be taking place at 7 p.m.
A game of dating?
Yeah. In Antonica, I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Suzuka wants me to try SOE emote in cute mode.
That would be amusing. Go cute mode.
Well, I did. It looks the same as it did in regular scale, except I have a gigantic head now.
Well, I gotta look at you in cute mode. Ah!
And
I don't have to get so close to see your friggin' head.
Tell Hulk to refresh the stream or something, because we're still going, so...
The fuck? Shut up, Eric.
Turn cute mode off here. There. I never liked cute mode.
Yeah, but I don't have to get so close up to your face to see what you're doing.
Well, no. The, SOE mode window thing that pops up in the mirror view, by the way, the mirror me, I thought might actually change. If I went into mirror mode on my webcam, it would be doing just the opposite of what I was doing. You know, if I faced right, it would be facing left. So I had to turn that off because I use that for recording purposes. But the enable mirror me thing turns on a monitor. That's all it does.
Oh yeah.
Which gives you your calibration right there.
Yeah, there's a calibration button, and it'll break into a picture of you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, yeah, my webcam's not good enough for this.
Yeah, it's... This is a little buggy.
This thing is over 10 years old, hon. I would say it's close to 20 years old. It's a Logitech Zoom. It's a round circle. It's big. About the size of
a
little bit bigger than a golf ball.
Yeah.
And compared with the cameras now, they're really small and tiny.
Oh, yeah. So, it's buggy. It's going to get some working out. I'm sure they're going to continue to work on it. But like I said, keep in mind, we are the first game to even try this. So, I don't want to hear people be, oh, it's not perfect. Screw you. They're still working on it.
But at least we are the first ones to have something like this.
Right, and I'm sorry for the screw you thing, but I'm just so tired of people bitching. I really am. Whatever. Most of you are playing for free.
Oh, SOE has the new Logitech cameras to buy for the SOE mote on their website. I mean, Logitech is great. It's just this is a 20-year-old cam.
Right, right.
Or more. I don't remember when I picked this up, but it was like at least three or four computers ago.
Well, I told you when they announced that they were going to be doing this that we'd be getting you a new camera. But we wanted to wait to make sure they were actually coming out with it. I mean, how many features have we heard about for EQ2 that never came around, that never went live? So, this is out, and we will get you a new camera, okay?
Yeah, I know. So, Kirk?
Corral, yeah, I know he's here.
Has he got it turned on himself? Can you talk?
Corral, are you,
Doesn't look like it.
No, it doesn't look like it. We have, Naria behind us here. Doesn't look like she has it on either. But we're giving it a shot here, and this is what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're also going to be playing a lot of music tonight. Because honestly, I've been doing a lot of overtime at work, and I have not had a chance to do any notes. So.
Yeah, I have everybody in cute mode right now, just so I can see your friggin' face.
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's either that, or I stand back here, or I come right up to your nose, so I get, you know.
I kind of wish they could have animated the tongue, so to, yeah.
Stick out the tongue?
Stick out the tongue! Oh, you know what I should do here?
Wait a minute, open your mouth. Hang on a second. And I will look in there. Do you even have a tongue?
I think there's
one
painted
in there. Well, that's the problem right there,
hun. No tongue at all, huh?
Say, ah. I see teeth, but no tongue.
Aw.
You do not have a tongue in your mouth.
Well, damn it. Well, what the hell, man? What the hell? That was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, that worked good.
All right, I'm going to update my Frap settings here.
And movies. Thank you, girl. You said I had a pretty bow.
Ooh. You hitting on my woman. Alright, I have my Fraps updated, and we're going to try recording some stuff here, and I'll put it on kithacore.org when I post the podcast as well. So let's see, shit, what did I have for the record? I haven't recorded on this in a while.
A Froglock has a tongue? No, it's not one of the ethereal bows, no.
Hello, everyone. This is Jethel Silverwing with the Jethel Silverwing Show, and we are trying the S.O. Emote. S.O. Emote! Emote! And there we go. S.O. Emote. Live on EverQuest 2. I just wish the eyes worked a little bit better.
Well, it might be because you have glasses on.
That could be true.
I noticed that when I did have my glasses on and it calibrated, my eyes did move. They followed. And, Corral, go ahead and inspect me. It's not a ethereal bow. I've yet to find one of those yet. It's one I picked up in Under Depths the other day. Last week, matter of fact, with the Open Rating Alliance. It is a Poison Lord's Bow of Shadows. And I'll link it in the channel.
Link that bow.
I mean, yeah, I'd like to get my hands on at least one piece of ethereal. Like a sword, maybe. That would be cool. Seems like there's only weapons.
Now, see, if I put my mask on, it'll look angry all the time.
I had to take my hood off. No, I now know he really is going to want to push to get that one video done. Necromancing?
Oh, necromancing, yeah.
So we can get Cheez-It and Dwarf singing?
Yep. I should try that. I haven't seen this done on a Rotonga. I'm going to log over to Cheez-It.
Okay, and we will see what Cheez-It looks like.
Yep, he's here in the guild hall. I'll bring him up front. Listen, I think he's in the guild hall. I'll be right back.
I'm leaving cute mode on.
If you want to.
I think that's funny. It does it to all the... I'm looking at one of the pets.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a big head. What's this one?
Okay, entering game is Cheez-It.
Pets running around in the hall have big heads. Cute. No, it's just easier for me to see your face.
Oh, yeah, I understand.
I don't think you want me standing right up against your nose.
Oh, okay, I'm not.
How come?
Apparently I was going out somewhere. I am underneath someone's ass!
Cheez-It?
Charlene from Bulletproof Marshmallows. I am right under her ass right now.
Hello. What are you doing under her ass?
Hello there, lady! How you doing? Ooh-hoo-hoo! Okay, let's try calibrating.
And where are you? Besides under her ass.
Thundering Steps. I'll.
You're in Thundering Steps under some person's ass.
Not my fault. Is Cheez-It in the guild?
I could bring him. You want me to call him?
Nope. I am in the guild. I can just, I can get back. I just gotta find my game. Call to guild hall. There we go. Be there in a sec.
Okay. La 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 la.
Long, long time ago.
So, well, I just got to figure out. Well, I'm pretty sure if I had some better lighting and my glasses weren't reflecting, it would be okay.
Yeah.
But I can't play without my glasses on unless I get close up to the screen.
Me neither. Let me turn off my Mystic Moppet here so I get bigger.
You're worse than me.
Okay, coming up to you now.
But then again, you can always wear contacts, and
yeah, true.
I just won't.
So here's Cheez-It Nibble Buns. I'm here! Get used to it! Recalibrate. You're standing right in front of me here.
No, I'm sitting on you.
Okay, let me recalibrate this a bit. Testing. 1, 2, 3. That is kind of funny looking.
No, Rotonga's got a tongue. I can see it.
Can't stick it out, though. Sorry.
No, but it's there. Try singing a bar of necromancing.
Hold on a sec. I'll have to fool around with my resolutions on the camera or something like that. Or maybe find a way to mount it in front of the monitor. All right, let me try calibrating again here. What the hell?
I'll have to go to SOE emote.com and see what sort of web cameras they've got and where they've got them mounted. I thought that George...
Takai?
No, Smoke Jumper. George is his first name, isn't it?
I think so.
Was mounted on the top of his monitor. It looked like it was from the top.
Could be. My problem is my monitor's on a rise, too, so it's a little bit higher.
Yeah, mine's like... mine would be perfect if I had one right at the top. So we'll have to see. Wow, that's a lot of movement on a mouse. I never knew a mouse's mouth could move.
Yeah, so it's probably because I have no lighting up here. I need a lamp or something like that that'll give more ambient light.
That was another thing I noticed when on the Smoke Jumper videos is his face was very illuminated.
Yeah.
The background was shadowed out.
Okay, let me.
But
adjust.
He had a nice light on his face.
Yeah, I'm going to adjust my camera settings here a bit. See if it can't give me a little bit better.
But these are some of the things we're going to have to work out before the video. Plus, we need a storyboard, still.
Yes.
I know. I will work on it. But if it's not to your vision, I don't want to hear it.
See,
I have the premise, but I'll go from there. They're also changed dark elf noses. My nose is different. My nose doesn't look different.
Now let's see here. No, it doesn't look different to me.
What, my nose?
You said it doesn't look different to me.
No, I don't think so. But then again, my dark elf is just a mirror copy of basically what I'd look like as a wood elf.
Yeah. All right, well, this is, you know, a little buggy, but it is working. I should probably try this in better lighting conditions. So if I turn my head, Cheez-Its head turns.
Close both your eyes. It is eyes closed. That's cute.
Eyebrows are going up and down. Okay, let's try Doofu.
All right.
Camping to Doofu. Now, I know he's in the hall. So, I'll be right back.
I'm pretty sure if I was in group with you, I wouldn't be having the lag between hearing you through Skype and then watching you.
Well, you're always going to get a lag through Skype. It's like a half a second or so. Well, you know, when I was logging out of Cheez-It, I just realized he's at like 99.9% of his experience to ding.
Ding to what level?
26.
Well, we should go do something with him just to make him ding.
I'm an entertainer!
Make him go out and kill a couple gnolls or something.
Yeah, something like that.
26? Yeah, we could take him to Thundering Steps and have him kill a gnoll.
Alright, let's see here. Oop, nope, not that one. Call to Guild Hall. Why the hell was I in the Thundering Steps on Doofus?
And the rest of you guys in the Guild Hall, do you think my nose is different?
Well, they probably don't know your nose, hon.
Well, it's a nose. I mean, if it's going to look funny, they'll tell me.
Didn't look different to me. Okay, zoning into the Guild Hall, and I haven't...
Just the main entrance. Just come into the Guild Hall. We're all sitting on the grass. Yep. You'll see us.
I have not calibrated Doofu yet. All right, let me ring this up and calibrate Doofu here.
Now, Doofu can stand up. His mouth's moving. Well, if you're in the Guild Hall, I suggest you guys put on backslash cute mode. It'll make everybody's head bigger and you can see it. That's what I'm having to do.
Testing. One, two. Yeah, I think my problem is I need to get closer. I don't know how the heck I'm going to do that permanently.
Build a little stand?
Could be, I don't know. One, two, three. Doesn't seem to be as expressive. Oh, but his eyebrows are moving.
Okay, Angela Cora, down in front. And Angela Cora is saying, my nose is different. Damn it.
Oh, yeah? Testing. Oh, hello, everyone.
That's pretty good.
Put the thing down. Welcome to Haska Drunken Dwarf!
Now, can you do that and emote at the same time?
Oh, I'd probably have to set up some hotkeys.
Well, you're talking.
Welcome to Ask a Drunken Dwarf, right here on Online Gaming Radio!
Yep, you can emote and talk at the same time.
Alright. So yeah, it seems to be working alright. Like I said, you know, a little buggy here and there. Tilting my head back and forth.
Well, that's a hell of a lot better than me trying to trick your emotes into doing what I want.
Yeah, really. We won't have to go through all the vocal emotes anymore, right?
Yep.
Okay, back to Jethel.
Okay.
So I should pop up right here, so.
We got Angela Corey out here.
Yeah, saw that.
We got Season, Curel, Rowan. Naria, N-A-R-I-A-H.
Yep.
We got Whippet. W-I-P-I-P. Nice name, I like that one.
Whippet good.
Little Mousy. We got Thadegen.
Okay, I'm back.
What else we got out here? We got Crony.
Croby, Seasonal, Trista, Whippet, Naria, Rowan, Corel, Angela Coria. I need to recalibrate.
We got a little group of people.
Wow, that calibration sucked. It looks like I'm in pain.
Worse than that. Did you sit on something?
Looks like I sat on a troll's lap.
Well, no, it looks like maybe you have something, you know.
Crammed
oh, I had a
ass?
Bad yeah. thought the other day.
Oh, God, what?
Well, you know how you were saying that you thought that maybe all the cogs were coming out of backpacks?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think they're gnome droppings.
Oh, God.
I think once a year, because of the iron in the water...
Oh,
gnomes drop cogs. Because I was watching one up in the bone mire, and he was standing there making all sorts of faces, and when he moved, there was a shiny cog where he was standing. So, you know.
Really, hon? Really?
Yes. Yes. They're gnome droppings.
I see. Whoop, now my frames per second went down. Damn it.
Well, we've got a lot of people sitting here around you.
No. I went to some automatic exposure settings and stuff like that. There we go, that's better. Alright. Yeah, if I'm going to use this seriously, I'm going to need to, like, make a stand for my,
camera.
From my webcam, yeah.
Well, because that's what you want it to focus on, is your face, so it gets the movements. So how do you see this being used?
Well, for, what do they officially call it? Machima? For making videos and stuff?
Macromedia?
Yeah.
For making videos with inside video games?
I can definitely see that being used. Oh no, I look worried.
Do you see an application in role-playing?
Yeah, I would say so.
You know what else I see it as?
What?
Well, just an additional communication tool, okay? You've got... Okay, first of all, trying to talk to somebody in text, you lose the fluctuation of the voice and
right, so you
that
don't know,
sort of thing.
Right, so you can't tell sarcasm and stuff like that.
Right. So, you know, we have voice, so we can pretty much tell from a person's voice what's going on. But if you add this in, you can also add a little bit of facial features. You can see if they're frowning or if they're really laughing or, you know what I'm saying? If it's calibrated correctly.
Right, right. But I'm having fun with it. I think it'll be a useful tool. Let's see here. Get it back in my face here. Calibrate. course, if you remember to keep your face still while you're calibrating.
Yeah, you got to hold completely still. Don't blink.
Yeah,
keep your eyes open. Stare at the camera. It won't take that long.
And it doesn't seem to be working very well from below.
I have mine propped up on my...
Yeah, so yours is from above.
Well, no, it's... I've got it propped up on one of my speakers off to the side.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And I'm almost looking straight. You know, if I look at the screen, it's almost, you know, it's off a little bit. But like I said, my frames per second would just... It would stop. The calibration would stop at that point. Watch. I can get it working for a couple minutes. Watch my face. I'll turn it on.
Here,
and you tell me if it actually works.
All right, let me take a look here. All right, go ahead.
Well, I got to get it turned on.
Well, when we go to a music break, I can try going down to see if there's anything that I can do about your camera.
There is nothing you can do about my camera, hon.
All right, do you have it calibrated?
No, I've got to get it set up again.
Oh. Yeah, so yeah, I can see us doing videos and stuff with this. I'm actually going to turn my eye lights back on because, well, my eyes are going all wonky because it's looking at me from an angle.
Oh, I got to get seated right.
You got to do what?
All right, let's try again.
Testing. Why is my eye...
Now, it's bouncing back and forth between not calibrated.
Yeah.
And frames per second.
All right. Well, like I said, I can take a look at it, or we can just get you a new one.
There's nothing you can do.
How many times have you said that and I fixed something?
Good luck. This is a 20-year-old camera. The frame... How are you going to fix frames per second?
Well, you probably can't, but... We'll give it a shot. Who knows? I mean, hell, I just turned up my gain and lowered my exposure. I mean, the picture that I'm looking at in the calibration window looks like total crap, but it works for getting my frames per second up.
Well, now you got glowing green eyes.
Yeah, I did that because, well...
Your eyeballs are funny.
Yeah, the eyeballs are looking kind of wonky because I'm at an angle right now. All right, everyone, I've been getting tells, sing with it and see what happens. But the problem is, by the time you guys hear it, it's going to, by the time you guys see me doing it, there's going to be a delay. I mean, I can go ahead and do this just to show you, but it's not going to work right for doing a live performance. So let's see here. Where the hell's music? Music. There we go. Karaoke performance. So I'll try this. Matter of fact, I'm going to record myself doing it, just to give it a shot. You know.
Okay.
So let's see here. Movies. Record audio. Okay. So I'm having it record audio. And lower that down. So Fraps is going to record me with audio, and I'll focus in on myself here. So we can give it a shot, and we'll see what happens. All right, let's start recording. I am now recording, and let's see. Yeah, we'll do this one.
Picked one.
Yeah. My player rolled me in 2000. Okay, Help If I probably had the instrumental and not, yeah. Okay, well, that didn't work very well. Let me try something.
Don't want to sing backup to your back to your song?
No, not really. Let's see here.
Stereo effect?
Yeah. Oh, God, what do I got here? damn it, I can't believe I did that. Anyway, all right. Something I actually know the lyrics to.
And you don't know the lyrics to that one?
Well, yes, but by now I don't have an instrumental. I'm going to have to resave it. I accidentally saved it with the primary track.
Oops.
All right, well, it didn't work perfectly, and the calibration, it lost my recognition for a while there. But yeah, I don't think it did that bad.
You throw some emotes in there at Pacific Times, and that would be one hell of a performance.
Yeah, I think so. I wonder how big that file is now. Let's see.
if you use the one in game, it's huge.
No, I did not do that. I'm using Fraps. I know better than to try to use the one in game. I'm sorry, it just does not work very well. All right, let's see here. So that performance... wait a minute. Okay, here it is. Is 500 megabytes, no problem. I can convert that down. But yeah, it did lose the facial recognition for a little bit, but not too bad, not bad. Alrighty, well, I think we're going to take a music break.
Okay.
So let's see here, get some music up here. I do have a brand new song that was released on Facebook already, but I'm going to go ahead and play that now, as soon as I find my music directory again. Hold on a second. I'm lost! Where is it? Libraries, music, there we go. Damn you, Windows 7! Alright, let's see here. There, and... Now, I still say... Now, watch this. I wrote this song. I finally did it. And... They're gonna fix it. I wrote a song about the fact that there's no rain in Intonica.
Now they're gonna add rain?
Well, ever since the Guildhall went live, there's been no rain. So, wrote a song about the fact that there's no rain in Intonica. It also touches on the fact that the new Kinos Castle is ginormously huge. So, let's go ahead and do that. We'll be back.
Speaking of which, what? Shouldn't we see the new one from here?
I don't know. You know, I haven't tried that.
It looks like it. I'm going to go to the breakout area and go fly it.
Don't even have to do that. Let's see. Throw my wings on here. Let's look over the castle wall.
Yeah, yep. But I want to fly next to it.
Yep, the new one is there. But yeah, we can try flying to it and see how much of it is actually there for people to see.
That's what I'm doing right now.
Okay, we're going to take a music break. And we'll be back in like 10 minutes.
There's no rain in Antarctica. his side. Making mountains out of molehills here, but I'm just speculating. I can't help the vain mind. Someone's shortfall showing. Someone's overcompensating. I mean, even for royal digs.
Didn't anyone ever tell you that it's not what's on the outside that counts?
Uh-huh.
It's what's on the inside.
Well, I guess the game designers didn't listen to that advice, huh?
Well, I've been away from these skies of blue. I've seen the snow and thunder.
Back
from the darkness.
From the darkness of the unknown.
What the hell was that?
Me?
No.
What?
It was like a rewind or something. Did you hit the wrong button?
No, I went. Anyway, we are flying to the castle in the Tier 3 Guild Hall.
I hear something.
I don't hear a thing. I hear nothing, hon.
Really?
Really? So we're flying to the castle in the Tier 3 Guild Hall, and I did notice something here.
Oh!
What?
Local voice?
Okay, if you're in a voice channel, you might want to turn it off. They probably have they have global channel set up now.
Local. Yeah, I gotta get it. I didn't know I was in the local channel. Sorry, guys.
Anyway, yeah, they have local setup, so when you're talking in voice, people around you can hear you. Anyway. Done? Can I continue?
Yeah, I'm sorry I had to interrupt, but I was getting all this other noise, and I was like, what the hell?
Anyway, all right, we're at the castle in the Tier 3 Guild Hall, and I've flown up here, and I did notice something, and I posted it to Facebook. The city emblem, the city logo, is on its side. The window was placed incorrectly.
All right, I gotta go look out in the regular one.
It's pretty obvious, hon, because the city emblem actually has, number one, it has the old Kinos logo, the Jagged Pine logo, which is what the Legion of Kithakor used for theirs. And it has a sunrise. And, of course, the claymore. And they're all on their side. It's like someone tipped them over to the left.
Well, let me go check the one out in the real one. Because what we have in the Guild Hall is a copy.
Yes, but even with the old castle had problems, too. For example, the city emblem on the old castle in the Tier 3 Guild Hall was off-center.
Yeah, well, I can't get close enough, but maybe I can see it from a distance.
I cannot see. Well, I can't see the city emblem from outside the wall. I don't know how you do in the city, though.
Well, I should be able to if I get over towards the North Bridge.
Maybe. I'll try that, too. Slash house, leave. Well, yeah,
because
that's
emblem's
off.
On that one facing the North Gate.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I know.
And it looks like it's correct out here.
All right, let's see.
Yeah, the claymore's going straight up and down.
Okay, well, I'm coming to check it out. I'm not doubting you, but I'm just coming to check it out. Where are you? Are you in the
city? I am as close as I can get. I'm in the corner of the North Bridge into Kinos.
Alright. Zoning in.
I'm against the wall on the bridge itself, and I can't get any closer. And it's straight up and down.
Okay. So I'm right. The one in the Tier 3 Guild Hall is offset. They probably figured.
It's not like they're going to fix it anytime.
They probably figured, well, you're not supposed to see it up close anyway. Who cares? You know?
Well, but that side isn't even facing the. The guild hall that's out in the ocean.
Right. Okay, so anyway.
But at least from here, it looks like it's going straight up and down.
Yep. Alrighty. So, I do have a couple of birthdays to announce. Let's see what I got here. This week we have, and again, these are real names. I don't know what your characters' names are. You can say so in the chat channel if you hear me. But this week we have Michelle Colton. Michelle Colton. We have Michael Sake. Sake. Leah Graff. Leah Graff. Wait a minute, I had a Michael Seke, and now I have... Oh, okay. Joel Sasaki. Sasaki. And Myra Rodriguez. If I'm not mistaken, Leah Graff is Trista. I'm not sure. But, for you fine folks, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Okay, so congratulations on living yet another year. Okay, so what else is there to talk about this week besides SOE mode?
The Curiosity rover has landed on Mars.
Indeed it has.
And there was much rejoicing.
It's a rover. It's on Mars. It's nothing new. Calm the hell down, people. Seriously.
Oh, come on.
No, I just don't understand what everyone is all up in arms about.
What do you mean up in arms?
Everyone's like, yay, it landed, woo! And
so it didn't crash.
This is the seventh fucking rover.
Well,
none of them have crashed.
What?
None of them have crashed.
Well, they've had problems with the other ones.
So anyway, so it's there. Along with six other ones.
That are not functioning.
It's there.
And it was a very complicated landing this time. And they deployed new techniques to have it land, too.
Yes, they had some sort of...
Which is kind
of
cool.
Some sort of jet parachute or something like that.
Yeah, they had... it was like a secondary rocket that hovered, and then it lowered the rover to the planet.
Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, you know, the first one should have been, woo, and yay, and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying. It's just, it's like someone getting excited about their, you know, 22nd birthday. It's the 21st one that matters.
And all the other ones are crap?
Pretty much. Well, there's only a few birthdays that count.
And they are?
Like 10. You're a decade old. 16, so you can drive. 18, so you can go to war.
Oh, really?
And then 21, so you can drink, and all else is crap.
Really?
Yes.
Well, what about all those people you just wished happy birthday to?
I didn't say how old they were, did I?
No.
All right, then. And you notice I was sensitive enough to your feelings not to announce that it's my former girlfriend's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday to her. But her birthday's, if it isn't one of the ones you mentioned, it's crap.
It's crap. Everything's crap. I'm sorry, I've had a long week. And I'm going in at 5 a.m. again tomorrow.
I'm not making you do this.
I know you're not making me do it. My supervisor's out on vacation this week. We have the opportunity for overtime, and damn it, I need money. So, yeah. So Monday, I had an 11-hour day. Tomorrow, I'm going to have an 11-hour day. Today, I said, screw it. We have the show to do. I'm not going to come home all tired.
And grumpy.
Grumpy.
But you are. You're becoming grumpy.
Well, yeah.
Followed by sleepy. And then there's dopey in there, too.
Yeah,
that happens when you're not, when you're just, you know, past sleepy.
Uh-huh.
You're becoming the seven dwarves!
All stacked together to make a 6'3" guy. So later on, can we play Doc? Ha 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 ha. Yeah, I think I'm going to turn off the SOA mode thing here.
Not sleepy, using dopey, grumpy, Doc. We're missing three.
Pedro.
You're only happy when you have dinner. What's the other two?
I don't know. Yeah, Doofu is the seventh dwarf. The eighth dwarf.
Well,
the
we
drunkest
know that
of them all.
We're missing two of them. Sneezy. Sneezy is... Well, you're that... Sneezy dwarf a lot.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Okay, so we're missing one dwarf.
I still say it's Hector Rodriguez.
No, we have sleepy, grumpy.
Bashful.
Bashful.
And that's something I'm never, so.
You're never bashful.
I'm never bashful. Damn it, I'm naked right now, and if I had a webcam going with an adult rating on it, you'd all see it. Bashfulness is not a trait in my repertoire.
Hell, you would put a little hat on it and turn it into a finger puppet.
Exactly. I make it sing songs. Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. Hello, my ragtime gal.
I can see you doing that. Hun, what are you doing? I'm making a finger puppet.
Oh, God. That's it. I can start the Jethel Penis Show.
Speaking of new shows.
Oh, brother.
There's going to be a new show on online gaming radio.
Yes, let me
tomorrow night.
Yeah, let me bring that up, and I can make the announcement. OnlineGamingRadio.com. What do you mean server can't be found? Go to hell! I'm having such problems ever since I went to wireless. It takes me like 3 attempts to get anywhere.
It happens to me too, and I'm not wireless now.
Oh, so it's the router then?
Yeah.
It's the new router. All right. Okay.
I'm afraid to say anything because they've already. I've had to scream at them, and they wanted to charge me in house service for replacing their router. Excuse me.
All right. So anyway, tomorrow, Online Gaming Radio has a new show starting, and it does not have a name yet. And he's asking the audience to name his show. So let me see here. The write-up he did at OnlineGamingRadio.com is Name a Show. At 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, or Eastern Time, whatever it is right now, a wild new show appears, but it lacks something. Dun, 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 a title! You, the listener, can help. Hardcore is the name of the guy, the name of the DJ. He's just calling himself Hardcore. Since Hardcore has apparently either lost his mind or a sense of creativity, he needs you to name his show. Best selections will be looked through, chewed over for ferocity, and then one little nugget will become your creation. Be sure to listen live tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern, onlinegamingradio.com, for Hardcore's unnamed show.
I told him he should. I gave him an idea. I told him I should be called. It should be called Hump Day.
Yeah, I could do that.
Because it's the middle of the week and Wednesday is Hump Day.
He can have
a dromedary camel as a mascot.
There you go.
Now his show is going to be about.
I believe he's going to be talking about Star Trek Online, among other things. Star Trek Online.
Yeah, I think he could do Hump Day and have a camel as a mascot.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's 1 p.m.
Humpy
Eastern.
Humpy the camel.
Yeah. That's 1 p.m. Eastern. So, yes, if you're on the West Coast, that's a little early. For some people, you're going to be at work. Hell, you're going to be at work if it's 1 p.m. Eastern. But that's the time slot he chose, so we'll see how it works. I'm going to try to tune in from work, if I can. See, 1 p.m., that'll be 7 a.m. here. No, 10 a.m. here.
Wow.
I'll give it a shot. That's an early show, though. We'll give it a shot. We also have someone else who wants to do a show based on Guild Wars 2. He's a little young, so we've asked him to get a partner. Doing the show by yourself can be a little hard. So we'll know more about that if he finds a partner or if we work anything out.
Can we talk about what's going on with EQ Tuesday?
We don't know anything about EQ Tuesday yet. Not definitely.
If people want to know.
At this point, I believe Win-Win wants to start EQ Tuesday back up, just depending on her schedule. I have not heard anything definite about that. So as soon as we hear anything, we'll let you guys know. Of course, we don't want to see EQ Tuesday go by the wayside. It's the longest running podcast on Online Gaming Radio. We certainly don't want it to go away. So as soon as we hear anything definite, we'll let you all know. And we'll post it at OnlineGamingRadio.com and also at KithaCord.org. Make sure to follow us on Twitter. If you want to follow me, that's at Jethel. And if you want to follow us, follow Online Gaming Radio, let me type this out because it's not quite Online Gaming Radio because you're only allowed so many characters for your name. It's Online Gaming Radio. It's Online Gaming Radio without the A's.
Red Eye in the chat channel brought up a good point that it will be great for the UK players.
Yes, and you know why? Because this new guy is in... No, wait, I'm sorry. The guy that wants to do... The kid that wants to do the Guild Wars 2 thing is from Australia. So we'll find out if he's showing up. I'm not sure where... actually, I think the guy, Hardcore, going on tomorrow, I think he's in Georgia. I'm not sure.
Well, still, he will end up getting, a nice UK following.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And a US following.
Seasonal wants to know what happened to Xanadi and True Flight. Honestly, from what I understand, they honestly just lost interest. True Flight does not play EQ too much anymore. Xanadi is just here for the roleplay. I think... What is that game they play? Mech Warrior?
Mm-hmm.
I believe they've gone back to playing Mech Warrior. So, I mean, they're on occasionally. I know Xanadi was on just a little while ago. But they're not really playing all that much anymore. And, yeah, so that's how that's going. Win-Win says here, no worries, she's either going to take over EQ Tuesday or make an entirely new show. So, you know, depending on schedule and stuff like that. I say, yay, win-win. And as soon as you know, hon, please let us know so we can make the announcement. And if you need any help, let me know. I need a drink. Hold on a second. Yeah, so
why don't you just have Cheez-It bring you an ale?
I don't drink ale. That's a dwarf.
I'm pretty sure he could bring you a soda if you asked him.
I'm fine, hon. I don't know where you're going with this, but I'm good. I got a drink right here.
Yeah, fine. Just trying to help you out, that's all.
Alrighty, so yes, it's at Jethel and at Online Gaming Radio. Online Gaming Radio without the A's. What's yours? Do you want people following you?
I don't know what my following thing is.
Yours is at Elquinjenna.
It is on Online Gaming Radio?
No, for Twitter.
My Twitter's just Elquinjenna.
Yes, at Elquinjenna, yes.
No, I just have Elquinjenna.
Oh, God, hon. It has the at symbol in front of it.
Okay, well, at Elquinjenna.
So hers is Elquinjenna, mine's Jethel.
He tweets more than I do.
I tweet everything. If Win-Win wants hers known, then she can say it herself. And of course, Facebook. Facebook.com/Jethel.EQ2 and Facebook.com/Elquinjenna. And you can find Online Gaming Radio on Facebook. You just do a search for Online Gaming Radio. And it's there. Or you can go to kithagore.org/social. And all the links are right there.
He's got tons of links there.
I should actually just remove the Google Plus. We tried it. We didn't like it. We're off it. Not there anymore, folks.
I know you don't like Facebook games.
No, not really.
But I found a new one I really like. You Don't Know Jack is on Facebook now.
Oh, I've heard of that one.
It's fun. It really is. It's quick. It's short. You got 5 question thingies to go through. It's interesting. You learn something. I don't know. I like it.
You're right. Yeah,
you only get to, play once per day, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Well.
All righty. You don't know Jack, I tell ya.
Don't know Jack, but all right. I find it highly entertaining.
Well, all right. I'll give it a shot, and then I'll probably just block it later.
I've
blocked every other game.
Yeah, I try to get you in. Yeah.
I was playing Frontierville for a while there until I really couldn't do anything without friends' help, but I just don't like that aspect of the games.
Well, as far as I know, you don't need friends' help in this. It's if you get friends, you get an achievement award or something, and maybe you get to play an extra game that day. But other than that, I've not seen anything great about doing that.
All right. And for those people who do use the Kithacore UI, it needs to be updated. I'll do that this week sometime, and I'll get it posted to eq2interface.com as soon as possible. Whoop, 1 second. Just got to tell here, got to respond to, because I was about to actually run the show short, and I've been asked to do something. So,
juggle?
I don't know. I'm not a good juggler. I could juggle, like, one item for 30 seconds. I can juggle 2 items for 5 seconds.
That's the best you could do.
And if I have 3 items, I can drop them on the floor.
And look at them. Rolling around on the floor. He's still pondering whatever he was asked to do.
Oh, 1 second.
They want you to strip, don't they? On radio.
Okay. Boom, I'm naked. You're not going to be able to tell.
Well, you should have some sort of clothes taking off sound effect.
Elkin and Jethel were lovers. They did it under the covers.
Well, I'm glad somebody's out there.
Well, you know who we don't need to see strip?
Kyle!
Oh no, not Kyle again.
God damn you, Kyle.
Kyle!
And what does he want rubbed on his feet?
Kyle! Grab the glazed donut and rub my feet!
Oh boy.
Yeah.
You got sugar toes.
I guess. Just remember, folks, if anyone ever comes up to you and says, I really want to, I want to coat you in honey and lick it off. Number one, they've never done it before. Number two, honey crystallizes, and that's really great for body hair. Number three, by the time they get to anything interesting, they're going to be in a diabetic coma.
Depends how much honey you use. You can always put a dollop of honey on and then lick it off, and then put another dollop on and lick it off. And
no, the thing was, if someone says they want to coat you in honey and lick it off.
Oh. Yeah, that would be a lot of honey to lick off.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you got?
Wouldn't the heat from your body keep it from crystallizing?
No. Apparently
not. What do you mean no?
I don't know these things.
The heat from your body would keep it from crystallizing. It would.
Perhaps.
I mean, unless you're doing it someplace cold.
Maybe. Yeah, I agree with Win-Win. Let's stick to chocolate.
That's even messier and will give you a quicker diabetic coma.
Oh, what is Harry's problem?
He's a dog.
I hear him whining.
He's always whining. I don't know.
Well, why don't you know? You're supposed to know these things. That's possible. He always sees rabbits and blah, blah, blah. Oh.
So are you done doing whatever you were doing asked to be done?
I'm waiting for one more answer, and then I can make some sort of announcement.
Oh, well, then...
You're listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show on Online Gaming Radio.
You're stalling.
I am.
I haven't done anything spectacular or amazing in game this week.
No, I haven't done crap either. Mostly because it's been so hot, I haven't had the inkling to spend a whole lot of time in my room.
There is a zone that I'd like to go. I will have to try again at level 60 just to see if I can get the achievement.
What's that?
Hang on a second, I can tell you.
No, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to, there's a place I want to go, and then you're supposed to say
Silent
what it is.
Silent City, the Delving Dead.
Oh, I've been there.
Okay, I need to do two more quests in there, and I'll have all my Desert of Flames quests done. I did reach,4,000 quests. Now, the next one is Drowning in Quests, which is 4,500. And I did not get any cloak yet. Hmm. So I guess that's at the 5,000 mark.
So the question is, do people want to see, or hear, I should say, hear a new show entitled The Win-Win Situation? The Win-Win Situation with your host, Win-Win.
Win-Win.
The pretty and voluptuous Win-Win. Well, no, she's not voluptuous by definition. So would people like to see The Win-Win Situation?
You mean here?
On Online Gaming Radio. Or here, online. Yes, here.
Not here, but here with your ears.
Yes. Win-win on the radio.
Would she sing?
I have no idea. That would be between her and her agent, I would think. She is a professional singer, you know.
Right.
Win-win would focus on guests, lore, and discussions.
Would that mean the death of EQ Tuesday then? In the birth of
I don't know.
The win-win situation?
Well, at this point, EQ Tuesday is dead.
That's true.
So, I don't know. Now, she used to do the win-win situation video blog on YouTube.
Yeah, I know.
So, I think it would be more along the lines of that. I mean, of course, what would be cool, she could actually do both.
At the same time?
I suppose. I mean, that's something I've been wanting to do for a while, but the problem is we're in two separate locations. You know, put up...
I don't want to be on camera.
Come on, be on camera.
I do not want to be on camera. You can be on camera.
And then you could, you know, flash your boobs.
Boobs. Not unless I get paid.
Boobs.
Sorry.
Boobs, he got them, you know.
Yeah. And then we'd have to have an X rating on the show, hon.
No, that would be R.
Well, R.
Well, actually, that would be depending on what we were doing with them. Just show flashing your boobs is actually PG-13. Now, if you're flashing them and wiggling around and stuff like that, then it goes to R.
So there's like a time limit on how much boobage, time-wise, can be shown?
I don't know. But then again, I say fuck the FCC.
Yeah.
Fuck them. Fuck them right in the air.
You're terrible.
Like we care.
No.
I care not. Okay, well, my voice is getting a little tired.
He's cool. And we've run out of stuff.
Yeah, we've run out of stuff right now.
Tinkerfest is running till Sunday, by the way.
Ah, yes, Tinkerfest.
So, if you still haven't tinkered your little gnomish butts off, I would suggest you get out there and...
Tinker
and
a new
do
one.
It. And I love my win-win, too.
And today is the last day of the Kelethon Festival. So if you haven't gone there yet, get there now.
Is there anything new?
Nah, probably just the same as every place else, building blocks and stuff like that.
Have you even looked?
Nah.
I'm surprised. Usually you look.
I'm sorry, I'm a little jaded. There just hasn't been anything new at the festivals.
Well, I can go look. I still have my Call the Inebriated set for there.
Yeah.
I can get all around. The world now with my little doodads in my pockets.
I don't know where my Call of the Inebriated is set at this point.
Well, you can always, you know, pull up your character info and then hit the little thing that looks like a magnifying glass and do a search for Mug of.
No. I mean, I don't know where I'm bound, if anywhere.
Well, you can always use it and find out.
Yeah, let's see.
Unless you're bound in Freeport.
No, I doubt I'm bound there. Stein of Recollection. Let's see where it's going to take me here. Oh, yeah. Apparently, you can get the teleport pads at the city festivals now.
Yeah, there goes my teleport pad business.
Oh, well. Whatever.
I sold a couple of them. That was kind of cool.
Okay.
Not anymore.
So, where am I going?
I don't know.
Hollis, I think. It hasn't come up yet. No, I'm going to Keno's.
You were just there.
Well, I was just in Keno's.
You were just in Keno's.
Apparently, I'm still bound at the bar there. Either that or it just brought me to the nearest bar, which would have been Keno's.
I do not know.
Yeah, I'm not bound here. Because I hailed the bartender and it says, would you like to make this bar your Legends of Norrath bind point? And I can say yes or no. So in other words, I'm not bound here.
Hmm.
So it just brought me to the nearest bar.
Maybe, oh, I know where you might have been bound. You might have been bound in the Jade Tiger. No?
No, they wouldn't talk to me.
Oh. No, when you were,
I had never bound myself to DJ Tiger.
Well, let's see. That's fine food and drink. Local specialties. Blue fungus shelf. That's not new, is it?
No.
It's not blue. It's yellow.
No.
Chair of the Acorn Scholar. The door. Gourds of cranberries and raspberries and Calathan banquet table. Curved table, which is really cool. Calvin desk, display counter, leaf chair, pedestal table, plain floor lamp, round counter, Calvin sign, that's not old, the blocks, the railings, the tile, the columns, let's see, mirror, no, there's nothing really new here.
Yep, told you.
Huh. Well, it's worth a look. You know, a gander. A peek.
Yep. I told you. No, there's nothing new, and... You know, and most of the city festival-type stuff... The city festivals, the Moonlight Enchantments, stuff like that, there hasn't been anything really new in a long time.
Well, you never know. There might be something new next time around. Give them a break. They were working on this.
Oh, I know. All right. Well, my voice is tired.
That's okay.
And
I can't think of anything else. Oh, did you hear that this one guy who played and wrote the Entertainer music died?
No, I have no idea who that is.
You know the music called The Entertainer?
Yes, I know. I know.
Na, 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 na.
Yes, yes. I don't know who it is, though.
I'll look up his name. They used to do jokes about him on SNL.
Really?
Yes. I want to say Mark Hamish, but I might be wrong.
I have no idea.
And my internet browser won't come up.
All right, so anyway... All right, folks, that's going to be it for this week. I'll have the podcast up, and I'm also going to be posting that video. I'm going to try to sync up some music and stuff like that to it, because I did check it out during the music break, and the music did not sync up properly, but I'm pretty sure I can do it in a video editor. So we'll see you all next week. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, tomorrow, Online Gaming Radio, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, the unnamed hardcore music... Hardcore's unnamed show, and you get to help him choose his name. All right, guys, have a good one. Say good night, Elquin.
Good night, Elquin.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenner.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheese Aunt Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.